We are definitely keeping you in the know today on the political issues, and we'll have more of that in just a bit, much more. But I want to start off first with, you know, the latest and what's going on with the aftermath of the tragedy, the shooting in Kalamazoo, where we saw the accused come into court yesterday in Kalamazoo, Jason Dalton, and you know, the look on his face. He was described in this way: stoic, cooperative, even conversational. Well, you know, there are a lot of psychological things, I'm sure, that are going to be brought out on the public record here in the days and weeks and probably now months to come with this. And then you just are left with the victims on the other side. It's a very, very sad story. And yet we are compelled to look for answers because we always want to know the answer to why. Why is important. The what we get, the why, sits out there. Joining us this morning to talk about this and other things, Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing, Dr. John Braccio, good morning.
Good morning to you, my friend.
Well, here we go again. We've had this discussion before. This one hits very close to home because it is close to home. What's your overall take, what you've seen so far? Is this kind of a doc, a rinse and repeat?
Well, there are a couple things here. One, let me just start with the chilling aspects of this. This appears to be Mr. Anybody, okay? It appears to be somebody who can, in between murders, he's out there doing his Uber, you know, cab work, dropping people off and then going out and shooting people. He apparently, when we talk about, when you know, you mentioned the way he was described, appears to be cool and calm afterwards. The murders were obviously calculated, very direct. And that's what brings a chilling aspect to it. Now, the why, I think, is very difficult in this case. The only thing that I did read, there was someone who he had driven, you know, in terms of the Uber cab, and he commented that he had gotten a phone call. You might have seen this. It was Matt Mellon.
Right.
He got a telephone call. After that, he started driving erratically, you know, running stop signs. That's the only part of the, you can see the emotion where something may have happened. Now, one of the things you think of when you think of a murderer who does something like this, it's notoriety, wants to be famous, do something.
Mm-hmm.
He has a particular group of people, or what, for whatever reason, he wants to kill. That doesn't appear, it seems to be very random here. And he could have had a psychotic break. It sounds like an odd thing to say, but this is when someone literally loses contact with reality, you know, temporary psychosis. It can include like a persecution delusion. You can feel a loss of love, death of a loved one, social demands, drugs, insomnia, brain injury, war. And it's hard to really know. It just seems that something went wacky here, like his best man was shocked. He didn't do anything with his children and wife. Maybe that's not surprising, but you do have this set of facts. So it's a very strange situation to really know exactly the cause. It'll be fascinating. Whatever it is, what happened is devastating, terrible, and very chilling.
No kidding. Well, to put it in the vernacular, I mean, this kind of runs along, and I don't want to dumb it down here, Doc, but I've had conversations with other guys before and said, hey, you know, guy looked like he was running on the ragged edge. He snapped. I mean, that's the way we would describe it, but that's an oversimplification, isn't it?
That really is an oversimplification, because in this case, we don't know exactly what happened. The scary thing, and there are many parts of this that I find chilling. It's like he's driving people. One person apparently even asked him, "You're not the killer, are you?" And here he is taking him to one place. So whatever, it was almost like a ritual where he was going to shoot people. He didn't shoot them in his cab, okay, where he was driving. But he would just go to these random places and shoot people. So it's a, whatever happened here, there's clearly somebody who was aware of what he was doing. The question is, was he in a psychotic break, psychosis, where he had a break with reality? That's just one of the things that comes to my mind. Or was it really a notoriety, or was it kind of a real distorted, I'm going to get even with somebody? We don't know. The only thing that does kind of fascinate me or really interest me, separate from, you know, the facts that we have, is that phone call. So that would be interesting to know exactly what it was, because then he began the erratic behavior, driving the car through stop signs. And there may be nothing to that. I really don't know, but it definitely seems
but is
to
that,
be
it, do you
factor.
See that frequently, Doc, a triggering incident that can, I mean, I said my words were, the guy snaps. Well, but
sure.
But a triggering incident like that, is that a typical thing?
It's not a typical thing. The closest I've seen is you can be talking to somebody, like I can work with someone in my office and their certain topic will come up.
Right.
It could be religion, could be politics, it could be a person, and they literally go off. I mean, they literally get this, go have an anger type thing. This would be way beyond that, because also there's no specific target other than people that he just randomly, was shooting at. But a case like this, something obviously happened here. We can use the word snap. We can use whatever it is. Or it is just he made up his mind to do cold, chilling things, and he wanted the notoriety from it. That's often a common, maybe not common. I mean, it's something that does occur when you're dealing with people that turn out to be serial murderers. But this is a tough one. I've been doing a lot of thinking about this, and we really need more information. I know the family came out, and apparently the wife came out and said how horrible this was. So we're not talking about people hiding from reality,
no.
But we're gonna need to gather a lot of information. And sources like CNN, sources like the New York Times, everybody's kind of at the same level. We don't really know exactly what happened, but it does show the need to, I guess, always be aware. But in a case like this, how can you really be more vigilant? The poor people he shot in the car, they had gone to a play or some activity over at Western Michigan, and they just were changing cars when he came along. You had the father and the son that were, I guess, at the car dealer or the used car store or whatever was that type of thing. And then there, it turned out the one boy that he had killed, the 17-year-old, the girlfriend was there, but he didn't see her.
You're right about that. And the wonder that I hear from some people, what could be done to prevent this? Okay, you can ban guns, and he's not going to have a gun. You remember when he took this phone call, they say he started driving erratically. He's going 80 down the road. He could have plowed into a crowd of people. I mean, you don't know what he's going to use as a weapon at that point, or what anyone is going to do when something like this happens. You just don't want to be, I guess, in the line of fire of whatever it happens to be. In this random fashion, there seems to be no rhyme or reason, and yet we still, it's a human nature to strive for those answers. DrJohnB.com, that's the website to go to. The podcast are there. Doc, not a happy story, but again,
no.
One we strive for answers to. Always good to talk and get your take on this.
Well,
appreciate
one thing, I think this always shows the need for good mental health, good family communication,
sure.
Good spirituality. Clearly, there's a bad situation, and let's hope we learn more, and maybe we can come back sometime when we know more information on it with some better ideas in terms of solutions, my friend.
Dr. John Braccio, our guest. Doc, have a great day.
Same to you.
More ahead. Morning Wake Up, food for thought. To pause and think and consider 1320. This is WILS.